Visiting today with Oklahoma Cattlemen Association's Michael Kelsey, and we've been talking about the Rural Economic Outlook Conference. Had some great speakers today. You're also a pretty good speaker with your updates that you do on the Facebook page. So now for all of our members that don't get to see that update, kind of give us a recap.
Okay, so we try to do a weekly update on our Facebook page. Try to do it live, but the events, the issues, the activities that are going on that week, just try to hit the highlights and keep everybody updated. Hopefully folks will go out, and if they need more information, they'll give us a call or go wherever they need to find more information on an issue or whatever the case be. But we've had a lot of success with that and had some good dialogue with that, with our membership and so forth. This week, obviously talking about a recap of the beef tent, our fowl gatherings are starting, obviously keeping up on issues. Two petition initiatives for marijuana here in the state of Oklahoma have been announced, and you know, those types of things. Just again, just an update on what's going on, some of the big issues. Kind of keep your eye on some of these things. We'll keep you updated next week. Some things die away and move on. Some things blow up a little more, you know, whatever the case may be. But we've had some success with that.
Well, so speaking of, are we still dealing with the three M's?
We're still dealing with the three M's. Yes, we are. So McGirt, the Supreme Court looks like it will take a case regarding, or that's relative to, the McGirt issue. And so we're in a coalition here in the state of Oklahoma that we're looking at that, and we'll probably be involved in that from an amicus brief type situation. Mm-hmm. What we really just need with McGirt is for either the court or Congress to dictate what the standard or the rule of law is going to be. Mm-hmm. McGirt itself, we've gone over this, but just as a friendly reminder to everyone, because it seems like a lot of time has taken place, which it has, McGirt really just kind of upended who's in charge, the rule of law, those types of things. Who do I go to? All those types of questions. And so that M is still very much. Marketing issues, you know, from a national perspective, the cattle market, it could always be better. I'll always be better. But it's really here this fall, the cattle market's really kind of rebounded. There's been some opportunity. We've gotten some members who called and said, hey, you know, we're doing okay. It sure rebounded, did some better things. We're seeing some more activity. We're seeing higher amounts or total amounts of negotiated trade from the packers. Not as much as we'd like to in some cases, but more than we have seen. So you know, that one is not as pressing in terms of our members as what we've seen in the past, but it's still there. We're still working on it. Tom Fanning, one of our members, is active in NCBA's new task force that they formed. They're involved in some of those types of issues. So yes, and then final M, marijuana. Now that one continues. At a fall gathering last night, it was the number one issue that OCA members wanted to talk about. And so we're going to continue to work on that. We're part of a coalition, a task force here in the state of Oklahoma with our other ag partners. We're very much wanting to work with them on this and appreciate working with them on this. And that'd be Farm Bureau, AFR, the Co-op Council, and the Ag Retailers, great partners, along with working with Secretary Arthur in terms of how does all this fit, if you will, as we move forward. Her guidance and her counsel is very important in that as well. And I can't say enough good about Director Barry and Director Anderson, Director Barry at OMMA and Director Anderson at OBN, the Bureau of Narcotics. Both of those two individuals are just doing a phenomenal job. I heard one of the greatest, I have to share this,
please.
Heard one of the greatest compliments on Director Barry last night. You know, she's only been on the job now, not quite a month.
Yes.
And we were at one of our producer meetings, and an individual shared with me that he's got some family members that are legally raising marijuana, doing it right, according to law, but they're in those circles, and they had heard that the illegal folks really don't like her at all. I think that's one of the greatest compliments that we could have heard. So compliments to Director Barry. And I share all that to say we're seeing some positive momentum regarding marijuana in the rural standpoint. We still have a lot of work to do, and OCA members are still very engaged and very curious about how we move forward with this issue.
Well, and it seems like, too, everybody's wanting to get involved and help, but no one knows exactly what we need to be doing.
That's a great question, because, and I think there's a lot of answers to that, because you know, this is all new.
Sure.
And a lot of it is illegal. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Right.
There's no question about that. A lot of it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a framework for legal marijuana. And
right.
and so we need to honor that, because that was a state question that was passed by the people. But at the same time, there were a lot of unknowns in terms of regulatory authority, regulatory rule, those types of things that we do need to be working on. And as I told the Senate Interim Committee, I don't grow marijuana, mm-hmm. so I don't know exactly what those regulations ought to be. I just know there needs to be some.
Sure.
And we've even heard that from folks who do.
Right.
And similar to if you run cattle in a feed yard, there's appropriate regulations, mm-hmm. and the folks that need to be a part of making those are the folks that run the cattle in the feed yard.
Sure.
So the folks that are growing marijuana legally need to be a part of the mm-hmm. process to create these regulations that are appropriate, such as waste management, water runoff, water utility spraying,
mm-hmm.
all those types of questions that we need to answer, that really this industry just blew up so
right.
fast
mm-hmm.
and so quickly that we just haven't had a chance to react. We're getting there. We're getting, and we're seeing, again, some great positive momentum. Director Barry, Director Anderson, and all their colleagues, as they hire more inspectors, as they get out in the country more because they have more inspectors and so forth. So we're headed the right direction. We're headed the right direction. We just need to keep moving in that direction as we get into the legislative session. Obviously, now we have these two petition initiatives. We'll see if they gather the signatures. That's going to throw a whole nother wrinkle in this as we move through and see kind of where that shakes out in the final process.
Well, let's talk about some happy things, because you do have your fall gatherings coming up. You've got a cornhole tournament coming up. You've got a membership drive going on. A lot of fun things going on.
Yeah, we're very active here in the Cattlemen's Association. We just finished our beef tent, served over 10,000 ribeye steaks.
Delicious.
Well, thank you. You know, that's a fun activity. That's a ton of work, but it is a lot of fun. And 10,000 ribeye steak sandwiches. We've got a cornhole tournament coming up this Saturday in Stockyard City as a part of the Main Street activities. That's our CLA class, our Leadership Academy class, raising money for our PAC, but also just some good family fun and activities. Our fall gatherings are so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 12 of them. We've had one. We got 11 more coming up in November. I can't tell you how much I really enjoy getting out and talking to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and substance talk. Yes, how much rain did you get?
Sure.
How are the calves doing? But what's your thoughts? What's your mm-hmm. outlook for this winter? What's the feed supplies? You know, how the cow's looking? Are you open in pregnancy rates? What's,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those types of things. What are your policy? What are you hearing on land prices? How are you what do you know about trade? Are you hearing some negative things? Just really get the pulse, if
mm-hmm.
you will. I mean, it's great to be at the Capitol, and we've got to be there during the legislative session, during the interim, but boy, those marble halls, that's not where we grow food.
Sure.
And so getting out in the fall gatherings is just so enjoyable. And we had 130 plus last night at our first one. It was fantastic. And so we're really looking forward to that. Real busy, but that's what we do.
Absolutely. So when can, if folks want to go to their own fall gathering, how do they find out where they should go? Because it's important that they show up to those.
That's absolutely right. They're very informal, but they're also very important for networking and information.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way, there's a couple of different ways. You can look on our social media pages. We've got those listed, those dates, where they're at. They all start at 6:30,
okay.
So that's easy.
Yep.
But they're across the, there's one that shouldn't be very far from you in Oklahoma, no matter where you are.
Okay.
That's the reason we choose to do it 12 of them. But look on our social media pages. If you're a member of OCA, you get the Cowman. It's in the Cowman.
Mm-hmm.
We try to put it on our weekly newsletter. If you don't get that, give us a call. We'll put your email address down. You can get our weekly newsletter. And the Facebook posts that I do, I try to give an update on, okay, hey, this next week we've got,
mm-hmm.
we're going here, here, and here. We do ask for an RSVP simply so we know how much feed to put in the feed trough.
Sure.
Yeah, we
that
just
matters.
Want to, that matters. We just want to be able to have everybody enjoy a good beef meal. And so we need to know how many people, or try to mm-hmm. best guess how many people are coming. That's all we ask for. But other than that, it's free. Doesn't cost you a thing other than the gas and the time to get there, or diesel and the time to get there and enjoy a good evening meal.
Absolutely. Well, Michael Kelsey, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.